This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You've perhaps seen that bit of the televised negotiating session yesterday congressional leaders had with President Trump. Immigration was the headline news out of it. But the president said something else that hasn't gotten quite the commensurate amount of attention. That maybe what we need to do, the president said, in this economy is bring back earmarks. That's the system basically banned by the GOP back in 2010 that let members of Congress direct money specifically toward their pet projects. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reminds us why earmarks went away in the first place and why there is whispering now about bringing them back.
The president's argument is basically that back in the day, earmarks helped grease the wheels of government.
But maybe all of you should start thinking about going back to a form of earmarks, because this system...
John Hudak at the Brookings Institution says congressional earmarks don't deserve the bad rap. Yes, there were a few of those bridge-to-nowhere type projects funded this way, but earmarks were only ever a tiny portion of government spending and mostly went to useful projects.
What a lot of people don't understand, however, is that if Congress chooses not to divide up the federal budget, the executive branch will.
Government agencies now have much more discretion over how and where money is spent. And he says earmarks do still exist. They're just not called that anymore. For example, says Ryan Alexander of Taxpayers for Common Sense, a member of Congress might call a program administrator on the phone and say,
you know, I want to make sure you know about how great this one program is and that fits within your guidelines and you should fund it. And by the way, I'm on the oversight committee for your program.
But she says the earmark crackdown has helped reduce the practice. And, says Alexander, it's worth remembering why they were banned in the first place.
The big problem with earmarks is that it put political muscle above project merit.
And that, she says, is not worth reviving, even if it made deal-making a little easier. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.